Hello, hello. We meet again, as always, here in this time-space momentum of this present occurrence of our energy fields connecting. So thank you, as always, for being here. But yes, so with always, I want to thank you for being here, and I also want to ask you to subscribe if you so feel called to, and find me on other social media platforms for now at Terrestrial Aura. And as I've always mentioned in every podcast since I've had my baby, my son Aldrick is always the, let's say he's the old ruler of the podcast time we have together. So if he wakes and needs my attention, then so it shall be. But for now, we have this momentum of now together. So let's embrace it and cherish every single interaction that we can, right? So I come here to you with the topic of the internet, the infamous internet, right? The internet itself and what the internet itself is, what it does, what it means, and how it's operating in ways that we can't fully see. And today, things have been really just like brought into my awareness so much to where it's just becoming like a sickening place to be to me to some extent, because the internet itself has so many layers and so many facets of where and how information is placed, where and how it is, and who receives it, what reception it is received within, if it's received at all, and so many other variables, and who even controls the platforms in which we place ourselves upon to be able to speak and to be able to interact and engage amongst others, and if those others are actually people who are sent to be of an octave, of a frequency, of a resonance, and a match to yours, or if these octaves of energies in which we receive of these other people, these other beautiful human beings, if they are even that of intent to be in the resonance of your energy, or instead to be in resistance of said energy, in resistance of you, in opposition to you, and where the line of if we should cross the thought of the processing of that even in itself is something that we should even touch on as a human species, as a human being, as a person, as a, you know, just as an energy in general. Is it something that we shouldn't think about because that makes us paranoid, or that makes us dark, or that makes us whatever may be used to interpret? But it is something to think about. And it's almost, we live in a time to where it's almost like you could say to not think about each side of the spectrum is almost a disservice to yourself, because then you can easily fall into the submission. And a lot of times we miss that point by thinking that we're doing ourselves a great service by not acknowledging what's happening around us, or what the possibility of a darker side of a picture could be of something, a bigger picture. But a lot of times, because we just ignore it and we want to just block it out because it's easier, and it's just like you don't attract what you don't even see, right? But the thing is, I can't necessarily say that that is a truth, in my opinion. I don't necessarily think that we always attract something just by thinking about it. I feel it's more of a attachment to the energy and how you handle the energy, and that also gives the variable and the space for people within this to always be able to fall in. Well, I know myself, and I know that this A, B, and Z will attach to, you know, that whatever, them being the person saying it, not myself, but or it's a matter of just knowing that you are able to refrain from the usage of casting a spell on yourself by putting yourself into the energy of the frequency in which you are giving yourself interest to be able to look at, to be able to see, without taking anything back in return other than the awareness of it. I understand completely how we can fall into that energy of believing that everything that we touch, everything we interact with, everything that we take in becomes us, because we are all of it. But even with or without our awareness, what if it's still the same octave? It's still the ohm of it, the where it all connects, and it creates the sound or creates the energy or creates the force or whatever it may be. And if you look at it through that lens, you could even say, well, what if I don't give it attention? I don't give it awareness. And because I didn't give it that awareness, it omitted itself. And it's like, okay, maybe that's how it is. Maybe that's the perception of that make belief that you're believing. And maybe that is how your world works. And that's why ultimately there's no right or wrong way to be able to observe or recognize or analyze any type of specific matter in this life or in this world that we live in. But instead, there's many options that we can explore. And through that exploration, be able to find different definitions and have interventions within ourselves of the resonance and what that means to us as they come and as they go. But because of that, I was actually thinking on the level of the internet itself being something of a mechanism to be able to attract us and to pull us into the rhythm of whatever it is that energy has been set to, for the resonance to pull you into for the day, whatever that platform may be, however you perceive that, however it interacts and engages with your interest throughout the day. But I do feel that wherever the source of the app or the internet that you're choosing to be able to use, what if it is simply aware to an extent without having to have any even nature of another human being on the other end of wherever that awareness comes from, but aware of just even the pattern of the algorithm of your thoughts and how they process of something to be able to give you an interest, to be able to pull you into. So then that way you are pulling yourself literally into your presence of your awareness and into your ether of awareness. And wherever this ether of awareness goes is where a part of you will reside until you pull yourself back into that center point, just like we spoke of before. And as I mentioned, this is simply a theory, simply a thought, simply me processing, and just something that I am giving to you as food for thought to consume however you so choose. So yes, for now, although I had much more that I was thinking I was going to share, I think for now I'm going to end it with that, and I may make another part of this and we will engage more. Maybe even if you'd like, share some comments, some thoughts, and maybe I can expand on it through that, through a different perspective, a different lens, a different scope. And we can just kind of go from there. But if you will, please, as always, like, follow, and subscribe, and also leave a comment. And as I mentioned before, for now, you can find me on social media with the handle of @terrestrialaura. Thank you for listening. And until we meet again, have a wonderful, beautiful momentum of now.